It's everything Queensland footy.
Good bold football from the Brisbane Lions.
That's a big one for the Suns.
This is Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.
That's right, everything AFL in the Sunshine State. Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure. My name's Nick Davis, joined as always by Jack Fulham and Will Rolston. Not the double we were hoping for this weekend. The Gold Coast absolutely flying. The Brisbane Lions going down for the third time this season over in the West. We'll get to that in just a second. Fellas, a little bit of housekeeping, of course, first. And obviously, I'll say hello. Welcome.
I just wanted to say this is the podcast that doesn't take a bye.
No, we don't take a bye. We have to really push through this period. Like we may rest players. I'm not too sure. We'll just manage you out, Jack Fulham, just a bit.
That's all right. My hammy is a little tight.
Yeah, I've told you, mate.
Be honest, my shoulders are sore from carrying this operation.
Just take a seat, mate. Take some rest off those hammies. But I will say, housekeeping first, our Allies team last week. Not as much negative feedback as I expected.
Look, I think we got the balance this year.
I think we've done it. I think we've done really well. The comments section, very nice place. A bloke called N. Rewalt says, bring back State of Origin, and we're all about it. Good on you, Rui. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to get Rui's tick of approval. And I think we did make the comment, if we were to pick it based on the end of round 12, perhaps we would see Alex Pearson over Harris Andrews. There were some conversations like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but that's just a selection issue. That's not to do with us.
Look, hindsight's wonderful, but I think we nailed it, guys. We had a good team. Selection criteria was upheld, apart from a few people questioning Charlie Cameron, which...
People really don't get the concept of this, do they?
He's ours.
They don't. But he is ours, and great job. And congratulations to all those players that earned their Allies caps, some for the very first time, which is amazing achievement.
Absolutely. I spoke to Dane Zorko yesterday, and he was pumped about it. He was really happy to be named on the
week. Oh, great.
But we will start with the Brisbane Lions, because I want to say that it's not what we hoped for, but I feel like this was almost coming. Fremantle on a just resurgent rise, a hostile environment, 47,000 in the house over in Perth, and another 15 goals put on the Lions. 14 points in the end. The Lions aren't losing by much, but it just felt like they were never really going to take a hold of this game, Will.
Yeah, and it did feel hostile. Just hearing it through the TV, it felt not in like a threatening way, but just very uncomfortable. And it felt like we were never going to get on a run ourselves, as we saw Fremantle get on one in the third quarter. And they did the same to Melbourne. They really won the game in about 15 minutes of footy. And those centre clearances, Will Brody was just walking it out. And all of a sudden, our mids looked like they couldn't get their hands on it, which happens sometimes. So I feel like out of the middle is where we really did the worst of our work.
Will Brody is an interesting one. The amount of time that he spent at the Suns, and so many people at the Suns raved about him and said, he will put it together. And then just eventually his Suns career ended in a whimper. And to see what he's done at Freo, it's actually shocked me. He's become one of the elite inside mids of the comp in 11 weeks. It's incredible. Yeah.
All-Australian conversation, you'd argue.
What we saw, they just could not win those centre clearances when the game was on the line.
Yeah.
And again, we're watching that issue of maybe the mids getting back down in defence. And we'll get to Harris Andrews and Marcus Adams and what was going on down there in a second. But it just wasn't the complete performance of a team we were hoping for. Look, they have spent a lot of time on the road, this team. There's no doubt about that. And with playing the Saints back at the Gabba this weekend will actually be a real treat for this mob. But you come into the bye looking like it'll be 10-3. Again, you're very happy with that. But at the same time, this competition is now wide open. And Will, getting that home double chance is now so important.
Yeah, same as last year. We really just got to entrench ourselves in the four. And I think that we can beat anyone at home, including Melbourne in a final. I think we can do it if we manage to get them on our home deck. So it'll be nice to be back there in our own beds for a little while. And realistically, we played a really high-pressure, high-intensity game. It looked and felt like a final for most of it. There was just a few really weird patches where Michael Frederick had 50 metres radius of space that he had got to work with, and no one was near him on multiple occasions. And we had these repeat entries inside 50 where it looked like we didn't name a tall forward. We were just kicking it long to Charlie in a two-on-one. It's just strange sort of situations. And I think they messed with our structure. I think Longmuir has been doing that to a few teams this year. So they're a very well-drilled side. There's no shame in losing by two goals to a team over there like Freo. But yeah, we didn't look ourselves, did we?
The Lions look very fragile at the back, as in very slow, and that Fremantle, Mosquito fleet of Schultz, Michael Frederick, They
Banfield.
Yeah, Banfield as well. They just looked like they had too much pace and energy for that Lions bat six. And they looked slow. Dan Rich looked slow on occasion. Harris got caught out of position a few times. And that's what we've seen happen in the final last year against the D's. Seen it happen a few times this year. The first quarter last week against the Giants where their small forwards were up and buzzing. The Lions can look a little, you know, susceptible to that kind of attack.
The aerial assault as well was a little bit tough for the Lions to start with. Rory Lobb got the jump on Harris Andrews. Andrews still picked up 8 intercept marks, so it is in no way a bad performance. But you're right, this seems to be a common theme. And as we said, 15 goals kicked on them for the third week in a row. They're still yet to patch this area. Now, looks like there's a possibility of Joe Danaher returning this week, I'm hearing around the club. So going forward, that'll take some pressure off Eric Hipwood, who just after that first game back in the side, just hasn't quite looked himself.
Yeah, and we just need his presence. That's what it comes down to. And you mentioned Lobb, and Griffin Logue was the other one. They took 3 contested marks apiece. And they dominated the air. And I feel like that was our most vulnerable part of the game on the weekend. But look, as we said, it was a disappointing result.
They look tired.
Yeah, they've limped through to that game.
We looked lethargic and we still lost by 14 points. You could argue it flattered us a bit. But then Fremantle, they kicked everything. The goals, curling from 50. 15-9, I know it's not the most accurate performance of all time, but it felt like they got some really important goals and we missed some really important ones at vital times. So not much went right for us and it was only 2 goals. So I think we can move on.
Now, I think we can all admit the energy's been down. They look tired. There is one bloke that is currently plugging away at VFL level that is not looking tired. And I just want to go through his stats from the weekend.
Oh, we beast mode.
48 touches.
They'll get you at any side.
21 kicks, yep. 27 handballs, 9 marks, 3 tackles, kicked a goal. Is it beast mode time?
Yes, it's
is
beast
it
mode time.
Is it time for the barometer to come back in and just really give this team a shot of confidence and swagger?
I can't think of a better time to just one game before the bye, get the fans up and about, inject someone inside, give a mid another week's rest, let them get a 2-week break into the bye. Put Matho in. There's nothing to lose here. Look, the Saints are a great outfit, and Saturday night will without a doubt be a challenge to wrap up the first half of the season for the Lions, but what a time to bring him in. He has kicked down the door. You cannot say no to 48 disposals in the VFL. You just simply can't.
Yeah, it's very true. And we've given these opportunities to Jackson Pryor and Devin Robertson and Noah Answorth, and it's just starting to look like they've had their down game. Does this mean you give the opportunities back to Mitch Robinson, back to beast mode? Do we give those experienced players the opportunity to win their spot back? Again, this is up to our selection committee.
Again,
They generally get it right most weeks.
I think they do a pretty good job.
I'm willing to hand them the reins.
Just from my personal opinion, I think it's shotgun time.
Look, we're not off the Lions in any way. It's just a bit of a rough patch, but we will get through this. Who we are up and about, though, is the Gold Coast Suns. 6-6 now, heading into the bye. Did exactly what they needed to do up in Darwin, but it was enjoyable to watch.
It was incredible. Well, apart from that first quarter against the Roos.
Yeah, slow start.
They fell asleep, but the last 3 quarters were just a clinic. And they are playing some really good footy at the moment, the Suns. But it does come on a sad note, and I want to cover this off before we get back to the Happy Suns chat. Middle of junk time, game is over.
You hate to see
Lachie Weller blows out an ACL, and it is really tough because he's putting together a really great season running off halfback and along the wing for the Suns. And it's that thing with the Suns where everything seems to be going so great, something just drags them back down to earth.
Need that negativity here in the box, Jack. Look, we spoke about this before the game. We said, look, they're flying, their trajectory is great, but I'm still worried about what would happen if a couple of key injuries come in. And all of a sudden, it's a chink in the armour. It's not doomsday.
The thing with Lachie Weller, though, is that it's not as though Jared Witts is going down. Lachie Weller, as good as he has been, they have depth in his position. They have Oleg Markov to bring in. They have Jack Bowes.
They do.
Who's been plugging away at VFL level for a month, coming back off a shoulder. So there is options to replace him. And hopefully it's not going to affect their run into September too much. But hey, they're 6-6 at the turn. They get the week off now to rest, recharge. This is exciting times for the Suns.
And then they have a very cruisy run home. I think it's the cruisiest all the contenders.
I want to have a look at that. So they're going to come off the other side of the bye. The Crows at home. Then they've got Port away.
Winnable.
This is a tough little
stretch. Winnable, but tough.
Yeah, this is a tough little stretch here because they've got the Pies at home, which would be a massive win if they
huge
can pull that
game
off.
Well, they've got Richmond
and the Tigers at home after that.
Richmond and Collingwood back-to-back at Metricon, which is...
Yeah.
Well, they can start turning Metricon. Look, what they'll take away from that win against Fremantle on their home deck will be massive for them. Suns fans, if you haven't jumped on board yet... Start getting down to Metricon because
I think we're going to start seeing it too. And then Collingwood, Richmond, obviously two of the biggest supporter bases. That's their season right there. If they win those two, they're playing finals. It's pretty much as simple as that.
There's the call. There's the call. That's what I like to hear. Very impressed. Yeah. But look, I'm really impressed by what I'm seeing the Suns. 13 individual goal kickers on the weekend. The mosquito fleet of Roses, Jeffrey, and Rankin. They are causing problems for defenses. And you don't know who's going to go up next. But each time they get near the ball, something bloody exciting is going to happen. I'm really impressed with Rankin. His confidence has been through the roof. It's been a really good month of footy he's put together. And I'm also a big fan of Alex Davies, young Broadbeach boy.
Yeah.
He's another freebie from that pre-draft concession.
Yeah, Category B, pretty sure, was former basketballer. Yep. And he's looked really good.
Yeah, he's worked his way into this side and now seems to have held down like a really solid place.
But he's very good overhead too.
Yes,
strong
he
set
is.
Of hands.
Now, and just to get you a little bit more excited about the Gold Coast Suns, did you see the chase down tackle from Mac Andrew in the VFL?
For a bloke that's, 200
centimetres.
200 centimetres to be moving like that is
gazelle. No right to move.
No, of course he didn't, but you love to see it. So get up and about. And finally, just one little takeaway from the game. You would have noticed a photo that was going around on Twitter of how the Suns run their board. Now, they don't put their players into categories that we're all familiar with, backs, forwards, and centres. According to what the footage showed, there was energy, utility, big boys, and work something. You couldn't see the last part of work. I'm going to assume it's workers.
But worker, I reckon, yeah.
Guys, how would you categorise yourself? Jack, what do you bring to this podcast? Are you the big boy?
Big boy, yes.
You're the big boy?
Look, I'm coming out of the square and you're putting the footy on my head and I'm going to go to work.
I love that. Wilbur, how are you leaning in this conversation?
Well, I think you're more of a worker because you put together the rundown before we come in, and then I think I'm a utility. I just kind of roll with it.
So what it's telling me is
I'd like to think none of us bring
any energy to this podcast. Well, look, here's something that will give you a little bit of energy. Congratulations. This is the 50th episode of Northern Exposure.
A little podcast
about two teams in Queensland. Who would have thought? Now, I don't really know how...
Sorry, this is us running through the banner.
I don't think you get a banner for 50 games.
Yeah, no.
No, you didn't
a
get it.
A little mention.
Yeah, maybe in juniors, but certainly not. And I don't think we're getting chaired off after this either.
I think we'll have a mention in the footy record, which will be nice.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I'd appreciate that. So
Patrick Kane would tweet it out.
Of course he will. So for Queensland fans, you've got the Brisbane Lions Saturday night at the Gabba. The Suns will enjoy a week off. And then after next week on Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure, we'll do our predictions. We'll see where we sit halfway through the year. And will we have, for the first time ever, two Queensland teams in the finals? Jack Fulham, Will Ralston, Nick Davis. This is Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.